This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The U.S. Army's Rapid Equipping Force, REF for short, is a little-known agency making big changes in how soldiers fight. It was created after an officer saw a video of soldiers trying to clear an Afghan cave with a rope and a grappling hook. Why not robots, he wondered. That was 10 years ago, and since then, REF has become an innovator in many fields, including energy. From Burn, an energy journal, here's Alex Chadwick.
The great military book is from early China, The Art of War. There is no art of basic soldiering. You heavy up, you go for a walk, you look for trouble for a few hours or days.
Pick up, let's go.
This is a YouTube video. There are many. A U.S. Army unit walking patrol in Afghanistan.
The average weight on a soldier's back is somewhere around 104 pounds.
Colonel Pete Newell, U.S. Army. Soldiering doesn't change, technology does.
27 of it is batteries.
Colonel Newell is the director of the Rapid Equipping Force, REF, a think tank, hardware store, tech lab for combat soldiers. A perfect solution to a soldier problem, a Humvee redesigned against IEDs, for instance, might take years. REF tries to find pretty good answers that already exist or are about to exist.
What we'll describe is find the first, best, fastest solution we can.
Here's an example, something REF helped develop to answer a soldier problem with, again, IEDs. And if you wonder what all those batteries are for, well,
it is called a Thor 3.
Thor? It sounds heavy.
The piece of equipment itself weighs 25 pounds. Over a three-day patrol, a platoon of 28 soldiers will have three of these systems because of the bands that they operate at.
Thor is a jammer, a signal jammer. Everybody adapts technology, including the people trying to kill us. A favorite tactic? A hidden bomb with a cell phone trigger. Wait for the soldiers to get close, call the number, boom. If you're going out on patrol for 3 days, you want a Thor 3, batteries included. If Thor is working, the bomb triggers will not.
The battery total for that 72 hours is 238 pounds. So 238 pounds distributed across 28 bodies on top of the weight for the system and the weight of all the other stuff they're carrying.
Colonel Newell is a former brigade commander, awarded a Silver Star and unit commendation for leadership at Fallujah, the biggest fight in Iraq. He knows soldiering. But when he took over REF 3 years ago, he didn't think about energy.
I will tell you that I really did not see that as a major task for the Rapid Equipment Force.
But combat outposts, remote battlefield camps for 20 to 150 soldiers, use a lot of diesel fuel. The convoys to supply them are magnets for bombs and snipers. They're the Army's single greatest vulnerability in Afghanistan. Energy. And it's true for a single soldier heavied up in walking patrol. The Thor 3 is a REF solution. It's too heavy, it's too power hungry, but it works right now with existing tech until they design something better. Still, in January, at REF headquarters at Fort Belvoir outside Washington, the colonel was more excited by something else.
These are solar recharging blankets. And this is a 10-watt blanket, and it's 2 feet by 3 feet, the size of a poster.
It folds neatly. It weighs 12 ounces. It comes in camo. Its 10 watts of power are enough to fully charge two smartphones in an hour.
9 months ago, this was the best thing I could find on the market or being developed.
Then he put aside the poster-sized charger and showed me what looked like a camo napkin.
This is a 10-watt solar blanket. This weighs 3.8 ounces. So within 9 months, we went from what we thought was really, really, really good to a 28% efficient solar cell and reduced the size down to a third of what it was before.
REF just bought 2 kilowatts of these cells for $2 million. That's $100 per watt. It's way too expensive for normal use. But it's a tenth what the cells would have cost a year ago. And in another 2 years, the Silicon Valley company that makes them, Alta Devices, hopes to have the cost down to $10 a watt. Meanwhile, soldiers are going to be using these. And if they come to trust the solar mats, maybe some of those 27 pounds of batteries can stay back at the base. For all the technological wonders, REF's social tech impressed me most. The fuel-eating combat outposts I mentioned earlier, REF is prototyping a radical redesign. They put one up at a gunnery range by Fort Bliss, Texas, and got 2 dozen soldiers to live in it for 2 weeks.
Independent, self-sustaining.
And then in February, REF hired a leading Silicon Valley marketing firm, IDEO, to run a 3-day exercise to try to understand what the soldiers had learned, what they might change. It's the kind of thing very big tech firms do because it works. REF thinks of the soldier as the customer. And among the changes the soldiers suggested, an emergency intercom system for these outposts. And REF is working on it.
Soldier while calling for help if he's by himself.
REF directors, Colonel Newell and those before him, spend a lot of time with high-tech firms and venture capitalists, and they're at the best engineering and business schools trying to understand how to be very, very agile.
Stop trying to solve the problem. Spend your time trying to understand what it is you're supposed to be doing. The problem will eventually solve itself.
Colonel Newell leaves his post at REF this week. He's retiring from the Army. The Department of Defense has just decided to change REF's status from interesting experiment to permanent agency. We'll see how that works. But I was in the Army a long time ago, and even at Fort Bliss for a while, and it definitely was not this smart. From Bern, this is Alex Chadwick for Marketplace.
Alex Chadwick is the host of Bern, an energy journal from Sound Vision Productions, with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. We've got a slideshow of that new combat outpost Alex was talking about. It's at marketplace.org.